Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you confident that Harrison Butker can get some things corrected? I tweeted it out yesterday and some people got mad at me. To me, you're in denial if you don't think Harrison Butker's kicking is a problem. Now, that is not me saying that they're going to cut him. That's not me saying that they should even necessarily bring in a kicker this week. It's just the reality of the situation they are in. They have the highest paid kicker in football. He is missing at far too high of a rate for being the highest paid kicker in football. You might text in and say, hey, it's a 56-yarder. What do you expect? In 2022, I would agree with you. The thing is, 56-yarders are becoming way more commonplace, especially if you are the highest paid kicker in the NFL. So this is more of a, hey, do you think he can get it corrected for when it matters most? Because some of you, I think, responded and said, hey, he'll figure it out by the postseason. I hope that's the case, because I don't think they're going to make a change. This is not, there's nobody better off the street. That's not my argument. There isn't. Off the street, I don't think there's anybody better. It's just that you were allocating resources to make him the highest paid kicker in football, and he is not delivering. We looked it up today. I think there's only 8 kickers that have a worse field goal percentage, made field goal percentage in the league than him right now. That's obviously not acceptable.
I'm not even sure if it counts as 8, because 2 of those guys have been cut by their respected franchises. And Young Ho Koo, who just got another kicking job because somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
And of course the, what was it? The Bears kicker, Titans kicker, whoever, not the Titans. He had a rough weekend this past week, and he missed like the first 3 kicks. But he, right now, and this is the point. Do I think there's a chance that Harrison Butker could figure it out? Sure, but I'm no longer counting on it. It's below 50% chance he'll figure it out by the end of the season. If he finishes this season at the rate at which he's currently going, he will have been below league average in extra points and field goal percentages made for 3 of the last 5 years. That sound like the highest paid kicker in the NFL to you? Below league average? He currently ranks dead last in extra point field goal percentage made, and he ranks 26th. In field goal percentage made. So really, I said 8 worse. That's because some of the guys, there's been more than 32 kickers attempting kicks this year. And you can say, and look, my argument is not they should go out and, like, I think there's someone maybe as good as him right now on the street. Maybe not over the course of the season. As good, not better. Yeah, I want to make that clear. Here's the problem. Here's what I want. I'm not saying, because his cost, we've already gone over this. It's...
Yeah, he's not getting cut, and I'm not saying he should be cut. There's nobody better out there, and they can't cut him, frankly, because of the numbers. It's just that the situation, a lot of it is banking. People are banking on 2022 when he struggled early and he got going. I'm just saying, at some point, your kicker's 3 years older, and it just you don't have that same accuracy percentage anymore. He can still be a very average kicker, but you were pulling up some numbers. That's not even what he's been necessarily so far. That's the problem. Only 8 kickers have a worse field goal percentage made this year.
It's pretty much anybody, including the guys who are off the street kicking for new teams, have been better than him. So it's my thing on this is there's nothing you can do about it. It's he costs what he costs, and he is your kicker. Yeah. If you're the Chiefs, you just have to cross your fingers and pray to whatever who you pray to and hope that Harrison Butker is a better kicker tomorrow. Here's the thing. I do want, in the meantime, the Chiefs to stop treating him like he's the old Harrison Butker. Don't just, because they clearly, the way they ran the offensive play the play before, don't, and we aren't anymore, just settling for 56-yarders or 50-yarders or 45-yarders. Your job is to treat it like you have a below-average kicker because that's what you're getting right now. And instead, do everything to put them in the position to make the kick. That's the change I want to see offensively. No more a 55-yarder will get it done. Because that's how that 6-point swing before half, they were clearly resigned to the, like, good enough. That's close enough to the end of time. He'll make this. Clock will run out. We'll be up two possessions. We'll get the ball before half. And instead, you end up getting a 6-point swing before half. Don't just settle for 56 yarders. Get the ball closer. That's
yeah,
all.
I think some of it is you got to be more cognizant on if it's a third and, you know, if it's a third and six and you're in the range at that point in time, you're in quote unquote field goal range, it's 58 yarder. You know, you maybe have to be a little bit more aggressive. Is it impossible for him to ever make a 56 yarder again? No, that's not what we're saying. I'm not saying that he can never make a 56 yarder. It is the fact that you're paying him to be the best kicker or one of the best in the league, and he just simply has not done that. Overall, his day, right? He was 4-for-4 on extra points. I think he was 3-for-4 for kicks. If that was only his first or second miss of the season, then we're not having the conversation. It's not just about yesterday. I think too many people on the text line are acting like
it was like the only negative of the season. He's missed a kick in four straight games.
People are acting like it's just the 156 yarder. He's missed four kicks in five games, I believe, including an extra point, correct?
He's missed a kick in all four games.
Okay.
Like so they played four games. Okay. He's missed a kick in all four games.
Five kicks in four games, though.
Yes. Okay. Five kicks in four games, and he's missed extra points during that time. And so, again, he's dead last in extra point percentage, and he is way below average. And I had someone get into it like about last year. Says like, we'll only kick 25 times. I'm like, that's worse. It's easier to juice your percentage based on that. You should be missing kicks even less.
I hope he figures it out because we all know.
Of course, I hope he figures it out.
Come playoff
time, he's mattered a lot for them.
Come playoff time, they're going to need him. And that is still the one thing that I think you can definitively say about him when it is a clutch moment in the postseason. He has always delivered. Always. Is this a sign that that's not going to be the case? Unfortunately, we're going to probably have to wait to find out when it doesn't happen or does happen, right? Until it ultimately costs you a playoff game or something. That's basically where this is going out because they're not going to sign a new kicker. There's nobody better off the street. It's just the confidence before you would have had a 90% confidence. And you can say, oh, well, that's not how most kickers are. That's the point. He has not been like most kickers throughout his league. He's been one of the best kickers and a guy you can count on. We're just saying, like, it's not the same feeling anymore around him, and it's not just because of yesterday.
I will say that, and I think that this is, you mentioned it, and I kind of want to emphasize it again. You had mentioned like, oh, it's a 56-yarder. What do you want the guy to do? There's a huge...
Oh, not me.
I'm just saying like, as far as like, you know, like that's what the text line is saying. What you were saying is, and I think it's a very important thing to note, the NFL has changed. And one of the reasons Harrison Butker was paid the way he was paid is that he was the big leg kicker who could make it from anywhere. And he's made a 59-yarder this year. He can still make a long kick. I'm not saying he has no leg.
Yeah, the kick before halftime against the Chargers game was awesome. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm not saying he can't make a long kick. I'm telling you that everyone can. Here are the longest kicks, just a few, by anybody made in the NFL this year. Chase McLaughlin made one yesterday at 65 yards. Aubrey from 64, Riker from 62, Boswell from 60, Elliott from 58, on and on and on. All I'm telling you is, there have been half of the league has made a kick of 55 yards or more. So it can't just be like, we're all good from there. And I'm not saying that should be a high percentage of kicks because like the best kicker in the league, we all agree, is Aubrey. He's made all of his kicks from 55 plus or 50 plus. Okay. Harrison Butker's made 3 of 5. It puts him in the wash. The distance, I'm just saying, don't treat him like he's the exception to the rule, which he's been for a long time. Just treat him like every other kicker. And then we can put this to bed for a little while we wait for him to maybe turn back into the, I don't know, the Hall of Fame track or the whatever he was on before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just in the meantime, treat him like he's any other kicker. Treat him like he's Nick Folk or Brandon McManus or any other just dude in the league. And not like he's the best kicker in the NFL, which he was at some point in his career, but hasn't been for the large majority of the last five
years. Someone says he's missed 3 kicks, including extra points. It's 5, I believe.
I mean, yeah, but all of this goes away if he starts making kicks in the playoffs again. Because, like, what?
Sure, that's what I'm
saying.
Like,
the consensus in Kansas City is doesn't matter until the playoffs start. So,
correct.
For all we know, he could miss 10 field goals this year, and then if he goes 5-for-5 in the playoffs and they win the whole thing, who cares?
Correct. But that absolutely. But that is also then rolling the dice, and then you're waiting for it to cost you a playoff game. Then, and that's the reality. Well, there is no other change to be made.
Basically, more nervous, for sure.
He's in the playoffs. Hopefully he's as clutch as he's been his entire career because he's been clutcher than any other kicker in the last 15 years come playoff time. And I hope that's still the case. I think we're just saying that like you can't count on that the same way. There's no way you can count on it the same way based off of what we're seeing. That's all.
And again, it matters a little bit. And you're like, well, he's only missed 3 kicks. Okay. But 16 NFL kickers this year have missed 1 or less field goals. So even if you're just saying he's missed 3, he's missing triple the amount is half of the league. It's all I'm saying is treat him like what he is.
I just think if people are honest when you watch him kick, just be honest with yourself.
Weird.
Do you feel
no, well? It looks weird.
It's not even that. I'm just saying when you watch him kick, be honest, do you feel as comfortable watching him kick as you did a year or two ago? Like, do you, before you're like, all right, 40 yarder, he's got no, but now be honest, you're a little nervous when he's attempting a 45.
I'm always nervous whenever there's field goals attempted. I'm always a little bit nervous that the thing's missing just because it's so difficult to do.
But in Kansas City for a long time, we didn't. I agree with you that amongst the rest of the NFL, there was genuinely from like 21 to even like when he was hurt a little bit in 3 or 4 or whatever, there was a good gold 4-year run where every time Harrison Butker stepped up to kick, I had genuinely almost no fear that the ball was going to miss. And now every single time he kicks, I'm like,
It's just nerve wracking to watch. It's basically life of most kickers in the league now.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
Yep.
You and I are both saying, like, there's nothing you can do about the contract. He's your kicker and just hope he gets better.
Someone said he can go kick rocks. That actually is a funny text.
That's pretty good.
That's
a pretty good text.
That's a good text.
He can kick rocks instead. That's not bad. I enjoy it. It's funny. It's very funny. Look, here's the truth. If you made me guess, I know next year he's not cuttable. They'll be looking for a new kicker in 2 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.